Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chad Allen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Amaral. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willis Otene. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. And now, play ball. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaral scoops it up and throws to first, with Ponson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hunter. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Amaral strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova hits a pop-up towards first. Amaral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mankiewicz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Otaine is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Otaine hits a pop-up towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is one for one in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guzman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Guzman. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Guzman steals second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaral fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cordova for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaral is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. DeShields is 0 for 1 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Otane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeShield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willis Otane batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Otane is 0 for 1 in the game. Otane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otane moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otane moves to third. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otane scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guzman bunts towards first. Amaral scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guzman for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaral is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeShields is 0 for 2 in the game. DeShields hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Otane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Otane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otane takes first base on ball 4. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Otane fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eddie Guardado now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Bordick scores. Surhoff moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bob Wells now pitching. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Amaral is 0 for 3 in the game. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amaral for the out. Surhoff scores. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Orioles. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0 for 3 in the game. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. Willis Otane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Otane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otane is hit by the pitch. Bell scores. Baines moves to third. DeShields moves to second. It's 7-0, Orioles. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guzman strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker takes first base on ball 4. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Ricky Bones now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawton moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Javier Valentin now catching. Dan Perkins now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mankiewicz strikes out. 2 outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 7, and Minnesota Twins 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.